Proclamation number 4489 of 18th of November, 1948. Originate of matter. What is matter? There is a law according to which all matter approaches dissolution as soon as its substances have become useless, i.e., have lost their binding power, so to speak. It then disintegrates into itself and can also only experience a new formation in its remaining components together with other matter. The process of the dissolution of matter always and constantly takes place in the universe, where earthly material creations exist, but as also matter constantly arises anew, thus substances are joined together again and again using dissolved matter. The human being can certainly examine matter itself for its components, but he cannot determine the origin and the original components of what his eye sees. He only sees the perpetual becoming and passing away and the emergence of new creations again, but he does not know what was originally if it is not made known to him through his spirit. For matter is a new creation, it is not eternal. It exists, it is visible to the human eye, and yet it is fundamentally spiritual, that is, it is power that cannot be seen with the bodily eye. It is an emanation of God, which has become form through his will. This act is incomprehensible and will remain so. It is power moving away from God, which strengthens itself until it hardens the further it moves away from God. So this power is animated with will. Only this will is bound if it strives away from God. It is spiritual which carries the God-opposing will within itself, whereas the spiritual, God's emanation of strength, which remains in his will, also stays close to him and results in creations of light. Thus it stimulates God's creative will to form structures of the most glorious kind, which, however, are constantly capable of change, yet they are imperishable and delight beings which, being completely in accordance with God's will, receive his emanation of strength for equally creative activity. Hence, what completely corresponds to God's will is not material, what is materially visible carries the God-opposing will in itself to varying degrees and has therefore become spiritual form. Strength emanating from God, which does not remain as it originates from God when it distances itself from God. However, power that distances itself from God diminishes in its effectiveness. Matter appears without life, it is in a state of death, of powerlessness, and thus the resulting inactivity. Without life, which means uninterrupted activity. If the spiritual were completely insentient, then the state of powerlessness would not be felt by the spiritual, but because the spiritual has known the state of freedom before as a free spirit close to God, or also as a human being in the lost stage of development on this earth creation, and is fully aware of its existence, it feels the powerless state as agony, which can now certainly contribute to giving up resistance against God, which is recognizable through a minimal beginning activity which results in a soon change of hard matter. 19th of the 11th 1948, the more life a work of creation betrays, the smaller the distance from God has become, and the more the spiritual takes on its original nature, it becomes strength and light again the closer it comes to God, until it is finally intimately merged with God again. Matter is therefore power that has gone out from God, which has condensed and finally hardened the further away it is from God. Matter in itself is transient because it can dissolve again into its original state, but strength is imperishable, It remains in existence because it is an emanation of God which can certainly change in form but never completely pass away. But the change of matter is likewise law. It cannot remain eternally as it appears because it always comes into contact with its strength from God, which is still effective as strength, and this effectiveness is expressed precisely as a change of matter. The degree to which the strength from God affects matter depends on the resistance of the spiritual which this matter harbors. But even the strongest resistance against God will be broken one day, which is why from time to time violent dissolutions take place in creation which destroy all matter and let it arise again in another form, because the strength from God is constantly active and also wants to cause the spiritual that has emerged from it to be supremely active, because activity alone is blissful, because it alone is life. Amen.